Today's daf is Krisos daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin from the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima, the Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza. So the topic of the majority of today's daf is going to be the infamous Shifcha Charufa. So what exactly is a Shifcha Charufa? So the Torah talks about it in three psukim, tucked away in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "The ish ki yishkab es isha shechvazera." A man was mezana with a woman. Vehi shifcha nechrefes leish. Who was this woman? A, she was a shifcha. B, she was nechrefes leish. Rashi says on the word nechrefes, ein loy dimyon b'mikra. There's no other pasuk in the Torah that mentions this word. But the concept, Rashi says, miyuedes muyuchedes lish. So this is a woman that's not married in the typical sense because she's a quote-unquote shifcha, as we're going to see. But at the same time, on some level, she's miyuchedes lish. V'hafdei lo niftasa, this shifcha was never redeemed. Oy chufsho lo nitan lo. She was never free. Says the Torah, in the event that a man is mezana with this woman, bikoris tia lo yumsu ki lo chupasha. Bikoris tia, the Gemara's Gita Darshan means that the woman gets malchus, however, nobody dies, kiloi chufasha, because this woman was a shifcha. Additionally, the habeas hashomig l'Hashem, the man that was mezana has to bring a korban asham. El pesach oyo moyed eila asham. V'chipar olav akoyim de eila asham lefnei Hashem al chatosei hashachata, v'nislach loy mechatosei hashachata. The Torah is describing a woman who's miyuchedes leish, but at the same time, she's not your classical eishes ish. A classic eishes ish is a regular Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Yiddish man, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. That type of Eishes Ish, the halacha is an erva. If a man is mezana with her, the man and the woman are both going to be chayiv misas bezdin. If there was no edim and asra, it's going to be karis. If it was done b'shoigig, there's going to be a chayiv chakas. This woman was similar to that in the sense that she's a nechrefes leish, she's miyuchedes and miyuedes leish, but at the same time, she's a shifcha. And being that she's a shifcha, you don't have the regular halachas of eishes ish. What do you have? So the Torah says two things. Number one, bikoris tia, which Chazal say means that the woman is going to get malchus. Number two, the man is going to have to bring a karban asham. He's one of the five people that are chayv a karban asham. It's what's known as the asham shivcha charufa. Either way, so again, the halach of shivcha charufa is similar to the halach of eishes ish. It's not the halach of eishes ish. And the Mishnah is going to begin by comparing and contrasting different differences and similarities between the shivcha charufa and a typical eishes ish. Sok the Mishnah, ma bein shivcha vein kol arayos. In what way is a shivcha charufa different than all other arayos? Shaloi shafso lehem loy ba'oinish v'loy b'karbin. Number one, there's a difference in terms of what the oinish is. And number two, there's a difference in terms of what the carbon is. Any erva, which is an ordinary chayvi krisos, b'shoigig, what carbon would you have to bring? A carbon chatas. V'shivcha b'asham. A shivcha, if someone's boil a shivcha charufa, the carbon that you bring is not a chatas, the carbon that you bring is a carbon asham. Kol arayis bin a keva. All arayis, the animal that they bring is in a keva. The reason is because a chatas was always in a keva. V'shivcha b'zachar. Being that the shifcha brings an asham is always zachar. Kol arayis echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha shavin b'makris u'b'karbin. Ordinary erva. There's no difference between the punishment of the man and the punishment of the woman. Whether it's misas bezdin, whether it's karis, whether it's malchus, whether it's chatos, there's never going to be a difference between the man and the woman. Whatever the man's going to have, the woman's going to have. Whatever the woman's going to have, the man's going to have. U'b'shivcha lo yishva lo yish l'isha b'makis, v'lo yishva isha l'ish b'karbin. As it relates to the shivcha charufa, there's a difference between the oinish and the man, the oinish and the woman. The man brings the karbin asham, the woman is chayiv malchus. Kol arayis osa ben asa ma'arik goymer. By all arayis, tchilas bia is treated like gmar bia. You don't need a gmar bia in order for it to constitute bia by arayis. But in contrast to a shivcha charufa, as we're going to see, there the halacha is tchilas bia is not considered a bia. It has to be davka gmar bia. Another halacha, the chayiv al kol bia bia. Ordinary arayis, if somebody would be boiled the same erva multiple times with different halamos, the halacha would be a chiyuv chatos for each halama, as opposed to shifcha charufa. The Mishnah said, if it's the same shifcha charufa many biyos with many halamos, you still only hear be chayiv one. Those are essentially two chumras that you have with regards to the chatas versus the asham shifcha charufa. Chatas for regular ishes his b'shoigig. Number one, you have the chumra asa ben amarik yigoyim etchilas biyos treated like marbiya. Number two, you chayiv for every halam. Both of those halachas are not true by the shifcha charufa. Number one, it needs to be gmar biyah. Number two, you're not chayv al kol biyah biyah. Zucha im rehechim b'shifcha. At the same time, you find chumras on the shifcha charufa that you don't have by regular erva. Number one, shasabas hamezit kishoigig. Chatas you only bring for a shoigig. You don't bring a chatas for a mezit. Shifcha charufa's asham you bring, whether it was a shoigig, whether it was a mezit. Either way, so the Mishnah began by saying different anomalies, different chilukim between the asham shivcha charufa and the chatas that one brings for a regular erva, specifically eshes ish, and different differences with regards to different elements of the einish. But what the Mishnah didn't address yet is what exactly is the shivcha charufa. Zok the Mishnah, ezoi shivcha. Believe it or not, it's a machlokes tanav. Kol shechetz yeshivcha vechetz yabas chayre. Shenemar v'hofte loy deftasa divrei. The right gear says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the first sheet. Rabbi Akiva says that a shivcha charufa is a woman that's a chetz yeshivcha vechetz yabas chayre, who's married now, as we'll see in the Gemara, to an eved ivri. If someone's mezana with this woman, that's where the halachas of shivcha charufa kick in. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says, Zui shivcha chadois. No, I have a different understanding of it. To me, a shivcha charufa wasn't a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yabaschayr, but rather she's a 100% shivcha knanis. Again, more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, I mean, that's the right gersa. Kala rais mefur rosho is all that rais in the Torah that I mentioned are all free women, meaning none of the arayas are shivchos. Meshuyer lanu elo chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yabaschayr. Being that all the arayas in the Torah are baschayrin, and in the parish of shivcha charufa, I'm hearing two tzadim. I'm hearing Rabbi Akiva who said chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yabaschayrin. I'm hearing Rabbi Akiva that says vaday shivcha. It makes more sense. Rabbi Akiva is right. It makes more sense that it should be a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yabaschayrin because ein lo chaboy elo chidushoy. Tafastam ruah tafastam. Tafastam ruva loy tafastam. Where do you find that a parish of arayas that involves a shivcha? You don't find such a thing. So if you have the parish of shivcha charufa, according to Rabbi Akiva, she's at least a chetz yabaschayrin. So she's at least somewhat similar to the ordinary parish of arayas. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned three tanod, a lot of girsa issues. It's not even clear who the three tanom are, but the proper girsa is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, respectfully. But even though it's three shittas, it's really only two shittas, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are essentially saying the same thing. Either way, a lot more about this in the Gemara. But the Gemara begins as follows. Minolan dihi laki v'hu lo laki. One of the lachas that the Mishnah said was that for the Ashim, for the parish of Shivcha Charufa, the man has to bring a carbon Ashim, and the woman is Chayav Malkus. Says the Gemara, how do you know that only she's Chayav Malkus and he's not Chayav Malkus? So the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanu, learned to the Brayso, Bikoiris Tia. It says, Bikoiris Tia. What does that mean? Malami chehi loika. It's coming to teach me that she gets malchus. Yochel shneim loikin. Maybe they because tia teaches me that they both get malchus. Tamaloymir tia. It's a lush in the keva. He loike. For who ain't it loike? Only she gets malchus. He doesn't get malchus. Says the Gemara minayin the hadein bekaris lushin of the malchus. How do you know bekaris even means malchus? What do you see in the word bekaris? The word malchus. The Torah doesn't say malchus. The Torah says bekaris. How do you know that Bekoiris means Malkus? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Tehei Bekriya. Because one of the essential parts of Malkus was Kriya. Kidetanya, as we learned to the Bryce, Godola Dayonim Makro, Sheini Moino, Shlishi Oimeriko. Malkus was presided over a Bezin Shal Shloisha. That'd be three Dayonim that oversaw Malkus. One of the Dayonim, or the Godol Sheba Dayonim, what would he do? He would read Psukim in the Torah of Teichacha. Psukim that talk about that if a person does the wrong thing, he's going to be punished. The second dayan would count. Ein, zwei, drei. He would count, work his way up to 39. And the third dayan would say he ko. And then there was someone who would actually hit the person. Right. What's that? Oh, right. That's true. That's true. The Gemara Masechta Markus. That's true. But either way, so there were three dayanim. One would read parashiyos of Teichacha. The second one would count. And the third one would say hiko. But the point is that one element, the gadol shebet dayanim, what would he do? He would be the Baal Makra. He would be the one that would be reading the psukim of Teichacha. So you see that kriya is an integral part of Malkus. That's why the Torah refers to Malkus as Bikoiris Miloshin Kriya. Rav Ashi said a different shot. Bebikurtia. You know why Bekiris means Malkus? It's from the word Bikur. Investigate. Get time to the mission. Ain't the noise El Max Rulish Dalish. Before a person got Malkus, he had to pass a physical exam. Right? So you would have to go in front of a doctor, and the doctor would have to make a determination of how many Malkus this person can handle. They'd come up with a number, it had to be a multiple of three, and that would be the number that they would give him. But there was a bikur, there was some investigative process that went into the Malkus, and as a result, it's referred to this way. But the bottom line is, it doesn't say anywhere in the first in the Torah that for the Shifcha Charufa there's Malkus. What it says is Bekiris. Bekiris means Malkus. Why does it mean Malkus? Either it's Miloshin Kriya or it's Miloshin Bikur. It says Bekiris Ti, yeah? Which is a Loshin Akeva that teaches me that only she gets Malkus. He's not going to get Malkus. A tremendous chiddush. That only when the woman gets Malkus does the man bring his carbon. But if the woman is not getting Malkus, the man doesn't bring a carbon. Meaning, even though for the Shifcha Charufa, the man's Einish and the woman's Einish is different. The man has to bring a carbon, the woman gets Malkus. But at the same time, the man's oinish is contingent upon the woman's oinish. So only when the woman is being punished does the man get punished. If the woman's not being punished, the man doesn't get punished. So if she's going to get Malkus, he's going to bring a Noshon. But if Me'ezatan, she's not going to get Malkus, the halach is that he doesn't bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Mechatesi. Zokti Gemara minolin. Amar Rav Adichsit. Ishki Yishka Ves Isha Shichva Zera. Vishivcha Nechrefes Lish. Vahavti Loin Iftasa. Ichufash Loin Nitan Loh. Mechti. Ad Hocha Vishka Mishto Yikra. When you start the Pasha of Shivcha Charufa, the whole beginning of the Pasuk is talking about the man. Vishki Yishka Ves Isha Shichva Zera. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the man. The whole parish is talking about the man. Nichtoi, freak the Gemara. If that's the case, shouldn't the Torah conclude with the oinish of the man? It should say the heviyas hashami l'Hashem. It should say the man's punishment, which is the carbon asham. Ula besayf lichtoi bekaristia. And then afterwards, it should say bekaristia, which we now know means malchus, which is the woman's punishment. I might kasev rachmana bereisha bekaristia. Ula besayf kasev heviyas hashami l'Hashem. Why did the Torah interrupt the parsha of the man by telling me the halacha that the woman gets malchus? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kama, it must be coming to teach me the following halacha. In Bekiris Tiyahi, if she's getting malchus, then maybe it's Hashem Hashem, then he's Chayv as Hashem. Ve'im loy Tiyah Bekiris. But if for whatever reason she's not getting malchus, let's say she was a shoygi, whatever, for some reason she's not getting malchus, lo yavi hu as Hashem, in that case, he's not going to bring his carbon Hashem. So how do you know that his Hashem is totally in her malchus? Because the Torah interjected the parasha of Shifcha Charufa from the standpoint of the man by saying she gets Malkus. Why are you telling me in the middle of talking about the man about her Malkus? First finish talking about him, then we'll talk about her. Why in the middle of the story from the man's perspective do we throw in the halacha of Malkus to teach me that his halacha, his oinish is contingent upon her halacha? Says the Gemara, Ema hu ma tekra, aval hi tilki v'tesi karben. So we said that the man has his oinish, which is the asha, and the woman has her oinish, which is Malkus. The man doesn't get Malkus, the woman doesn't get asha. How do you know the man doesn't get Malkus? We had a makar for that. Bekiris Tia. Tekiah is a Lashon Akeva. But now the Gemara asks in the reverse. How do you know that the woman doesn't make a carbon Hashem? Maybe she should have an Hashem as well. Says the Gemara, Behevi es Hashem el Hashem. It says Behevi. That's a Lashon Zohar. So as it relates to the Malkus, Bekiris Tia, Lashon Akeva. As it relates to the carbon, Behevi, it's a Lashon Zohar. That's how you know she gets Malkus. He has to make a carbon Hashem. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ba'olam eni chayev, el al shivcha bu'ula b'vad. The only time a person's chayev Shivcha Charufa is if the Shivcha wasn't just Charufa. She wasn't just Miyuchedes Lish. Incidentally, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin Davav, when the Gemara talks about, so what's the conventional way of being Mekadesh and Isha? Harei at Mekudesh Asli. Right? That's the Lashon you're supposed to say. Harei at Mekudesh Asli. But the Gemara says you don't have to say Harei at Mekudesh Asli. You can use a synonym of the word Kedushin. One of the examples that the Gemara gives is Harei at Charufasi. If somebody would say Harei at Charufasi, it would be good. The Gemara says only be Yehuda. She can't be Yehuda Kairin La Arusa Charufa. But what's the Makar? The Makar is this Pasik. Vi Shivcha Nechrefes Lish. Zak Rashi, that even though any Yodea Lo Yedim in Mikra, I don't have another Pasik anywhere in the Torah where you find this Lashon, but at the same time, Miyu Edes and Miyu Chedes, it's definitely the connotation is some element of Ishus. Thus, Harei at Charufasi. Be Yehuda, Harezah Mikudeshes. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is saying another Chiddush. That even though really what Charufa, Nechrefes means that she's somewhat Miyuchedes, but it also means that there was a Be'ilah. So if this woman wasn't a Be'ulah's Ba, she was never Nivala to this Ish, then you're not going to have now the halach of Shifcha Charufa. Now, obviously, the parsha of Shifcha Charufa is Ve'ishki Yishka Ve'isha. Obviously, there was a Bila. But we mean that this woman who was Nechrefes Le'ish had to be Nivela to that Ish in order for now, if a man is Ishki Yishka Ve'isha Shifcha Zera, for him to now have the halach of Shifcha Charufa. How do you know that? So it's the Gemara. Remember, he's Shifcha Nechrefes Le'ish. Okay. Umay Mashma. Dahai Nechrefes Le'ish in addition to me. What do you see in the word Nechrefes? The Pasuk says, Vatishtach Olav Harifos. There's another pasuk that says, "Tichtoish es ha'evel b'machteish b'toich harifos." These two baalei, these two psukim, both use the word harifos, not charufa, harifos, and what it's referring to there, it's referring to crushed grain. So you see from there that harifos is when you take grain and you change it, you alter it from its natural state. A ba'ula is altered from her natural state. She's born a basula. If she's a ba'ula, that means she was somewhat altered from her natural state. So charufa, harifa is the ches and the hay interchange. That's how from the word charufa we see not only that she's miyuchadis lish, but she was also nivala lish. And Allah, she was nivala to this ish. You're not going to have the halacha of shivcha charufa. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Ezra Perek Yud, Vayitnu yodam lohoitzi nesheim, vashemim eil tzoin alashmasa. The pasuk is describing Ezra Sofer, who comes up to Yerushalayim in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and he sees that the matzav was not very good. The state of the union was terrible. The men were married to Nashim Nachriyos, they weren't keeping Shabbos, and Ezra realized that this is not good. So he makes an announcement. He says, Rabbeisai, we have to get together, and we are going to have to be mechazik. In fact, we're going to have to make another bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a bris that the Yidden engaged in at Har Sinai, and then again in Arvas Moav. Ezra said, we're going to have to make another bris. We have to renew our vows with Hashem. That's what we need to do. And Ezra says that everyone needs to meet in the town square in 3 days. Whoever doesn't show up in 3 days, that's the Makarta Hefkebez and Hefker. We're going to confiscate all his property. We're going to take everything away. Either way, the Yidden come together. And it was an unbelievable event. And there were bechias. There was crying. One of the things they did was they brought karbanas. One of the karbanas they brought was a karban asham. And the question is, who was chayv an asham? Where did an asham come into the picture? Amar Rav Chisda. Now that you're learning Krisus Daf Yud Aleph, you can appreciate the rest of the story. Now you can understand the pasuk in Ezra Perek Yud, where Ezra brings, amongst other things, a karban asham, the lamed. You know what you learn from there? Shekulam shivchos charufos ba'avu. That these yidden, when the pasuk says that they were nashim nachriyos, wasn't just nashim nachriyos. These were shivchos charufos. And if they were shivchos charufos, that's why for the shivchos charufos you have to bring a karban asham. That's how you got into the asham shivchos charufos. We're not going to talk about this evening, but if they were shivcha charufo, what does that seem to mean? That's for sure. But a shivcha is a slave. It's a slave. And according to one man, as we'll see now in the next gemara, much better, it's a slave that was married to an eved ivri, which means that there was eved ivri in the times of Ezra. Ezra lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. The gemara says that the only time you have the halachas of eved ivri is bizman shay yovel noyeg. Does that mean that Yovel was noyeg in the beginning of Bayis Sheni? It was a big machloikis rishonim. The Rambam held for sure not. But it was a big machloikis rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says that Yovel was noyeg bizman Bayis Sheni. He says, you know, I know that from this Gemara. Because if the Gemara says that there was shivcha charufa, and according to two manda amrim, as we'll see in a minute, shivcha charufa is a woman. That's a slave, chatzi, whatever. But she's married to an Eved Ivri. That means it was Eved Ivri in the times of Ezra. That's Bayis Sheni. You only have Eved Ivri when there's Yovel. So he says it's basic math. It's a basic cheshbon. That means there had to be Yovel in the beginning of in this matter by Hashem.
You don't say it was in Times Square. It was just the symbolism of an
up. Wasn't a real asham and a real shivcha charufa?
He said it was in Times Square. It didn't even have a Beis HaMikdash yet.
No, there was a Beis HaMikdash already. This was a few years into few years into Tkufas by Hashem.
But if the shivcha was married to an Eved Ivri,
right?
Then all these people that Ezra was yelling at were all Avodim.
Right, these were all Eved Ivris. Meaning they were Eved Ivris. These women were married to Eved Ivris. And
somebody else?
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
What does Rashi say in Kedoshim? What does Rashi say to Eved Ivri? Why does Rashi just say it for you?
Right. I hear. Okay, we're about to see the next Gemara. We'll go into it a little bit more detail. Good. So either way, so we're seeing some of the halachas about shivcha charufa, but the question is, ezo shivcha charufa? And again, if you look at the pasuk, it's a little bit sasa. We know two things. We know that she's a shivcha, and she's a charufa, right? She's called a shivcha charufa. Shivcha means she's a slave. Charufa means miu edes u miu chedes leish. But in terms of the specifics, that's unclear. So again, just to chazer over a few important halachas so that this next gemara goes a little bit smoothly. Number one, we know that a man can own a slave. Before Lincoln freed the slaves, once upon a time, the Torah should be ksav for sure, there's a lot of slavery. And a slave was either an Eved Ivri or an Eved Knani. An Eved Ivri is a regular, upkehit in a yid, he keeps kol ha-tayra kula. For whatever reason, he was forced into slavery. The Torah says, Sheishanim Tavoy, Ubashvi, Nirtza. The first parish in Parashas Mishpatim talks about the Eved Ivri. There was also an Eved Knani. Eved Knani was a non-Jewish slave. Now, even though an Eved Knani was a non-Jewish slave, the Torah, the halacha is that when a man acquired a non-Jewish slave, he was obligated to be Megayrim. Now, it wasn't a complete keres, the Rambam's lashon is, he's kisrol b'miktas, but on some level, this person now became a quasi-yid. That's true if he was a man, the male version, Eved Knani, or the female version, the Shivcha Knanis. Either way, the Eved Ivri, the Shivcha Knanis, are not Eved Ivri, they're not full-fledged yidin, but at the same time, they're called Knanim, but they are yisrol b'miktas. Because they yisrol b'miktas, the chayv in certain mitzvahs, la mi'isha, but at the same time, Eved Knani is definitely not a Yid. A Shivcha Knanis is definitely not a Yid. So for example, a Yid's not let to marry a Shivcha Knanis. She's a Yisraelis b'miktas, yeah, but she's a Shiksa b'miktas also. So at the end of the day, obviously this is not something you're allowed to do. Stating that, there is one Chiddush, and that is an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knanis. Pashtus, it's only the Shivcha Knanis that belongs to this Eved Ivri's master, Gishem Sha'ovidus Rabbi Bayoim, Kach Ovidus Rabbi Balaila. We know this. So again, number one, when we talk about a Shivcha Knanis. Right, it's Pasuk in the Torah. So again, two things. Number one, a Shivcha Knanis is a non Jewish Shivcha who's a Yisraelis b'miktas. Number two, she's not allowed to marry a Yid, but at the same time, an Eved Ivri is someone that she's allowed to marry. On that note, Zakti Maratana Rabbanon. So it says regarding the Shivcha Charufa, the Hafte Loy Niftasa. So again, this is a woman that was a Shivcha, the Hafte Loy Niftasa. Now, what's Pashup Shat, the Hafte Loy Niftasa? Right? Hadi Taichin in Cheder. The Hafte Loy Niftasa means she wasn't redeemed. The Hafte redeemed Loy Niftasa. She wasn't redeemed. Stating that, the Gemara Dajin's not that way. The Hafte, she was redeemed. Yochel Kula, you would think completely, Tamalai Bilein of Tasa. Yochel Lein of Tasa, you would think she wasn't redeemed at all, Tamalai Bilein of Tasa. It's the Hastira. The Hafte Lein of Tasa. It's not Hastira, right? The Hafte Lein of Tasa. But the Gemara's Dajin that it's Hastira. Okay, it's at Peduya, Vein of Peduya. You have to say that she's Peduya and she's not Peduya. Chetzia Shivcha, the Chetzia Baschoirin, Umuresa Slavid Ivri, Divri Rabbi Akiva. Who's she married to? Who's allowed to marry this woman? Only an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry, right? Think about it. A regular Yid can't marry her, why not? Because she's a Chetzia Shivcha. Eved Knani can't be married to her because she wouldn't be able to marry him. Her Chetzia Bas Chayrin wouldn't allow her to marry an Eved Knani. So the only person that she can get married to is an Eved Ivri, assuming that this happened beheter. This Shivcha Nechrefes Lish is Nechrefes to a man that she's allowed to be Nechrefes to. So who's that person? It's an Eved Ivri. So says Rabbi Akiva, Bahafte Loi Neftasa, Bahafte Chatzi Loi Neftasa Chatzi. She's a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorim Yichedes Levet Ivri. Shmuel Rebbe Shmuel says, B'Shivcha Knanis Gosman. No, we're talking about a full fledged Shivcha Knanis. Umures says Levet Ivri. And who is she married to? Again, she was married to an Eved Ivri. A Shivcha Knanis allowed to be married to an Eved Ivri. Im came Matam Loim of Hafte Loi Neftasa. Isn't that Mashma? She's a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorim. No, Dibra Torah Kalashim Neyadam. The Hafte Loi Neftasa means that she wasn't redeemed at all. She's a full fledged Shivcha. Why do you say it in this lashon of the Hafte Loi Neftasa? It's just a way of talking, like we mentioned. The Hafte Loi Neftasa. She's a full fledged Shivcha. Blaz Ben Azari, Oy Mer Kolarais Mufurashes Lanu Meshul Lanu Chetz Shivcha Chetz Baschayim Reses Levet Ivri. Blaz Ben Azari said what he said in the Mishnah, that all that Rais are all women that are Baschayim, right? They're never Shivchas. So over here, if I could pick and choose between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, I like Rabbi Akiva's Pshat better, because at least Rabbi Akiva's Pshat, she's a Chatzio Baschayim. Acherim Oimrim, Acherim said, Lo Yumsu Ki Loi Chufasha B'Shivcha Knanis Akasa Medaber. We'll see what that means. That Acherim says, we're talking about a Shivcha Knanis, Umureses Le'evit Kenani. So in the Braisa, we have four Tanam, then the Mishnah was three Tanam. In the Braisa, it's four Tanam and three Shittas. What are the three shittas? The first shittas is Rabbi Akiva. A shivcha charuf is a chetzi, a shivcha, a chetzi, a baschayrin that's married to an Eved Ivri. The second shittas is Rabbi Shmuel. She's a full-fledged shivcha knanis that's married to an Eved Ivri. The third shittas is Acherim, which is, of course, Rabbi Meir. It's a shivcha knanis that's married to an Eved Kenani. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to analyze all the shittas. The Rabbi Shmuel, who says she's a shivcha knanis that's married to an Eved Ivri. Bishlam mevahavti lein of tasa. Bishlam mevahavti lein of tasa. Kidik tani dibur takelash meyadam. I understand why he wasn't a spal with Rabbi Akiva's makar that she's a chetzi shivcha chetzi baschayrim. What was Rabbi Akiva's makar? Vahavti lein of tasa. He wasn't a spal. He explained it. It says because he holds Dibra Torah Kolashim Eliyadim. Eldik Tani Wares Levet Ivri. But Rabbi Shmuel said that she's a Shivcha Knanis. That's Michalis Levet Ivri. Minolon. How did he know that? So the Gemara says the Chsiv. Because it says, Ki loy chufasha, michlal dehu chufash. She was loy chufasha. She wasn't freed. He, however, is an Eved Ivri who will one day be freed. Right now he's not freed, but will one day be freed. Loy chufasha is mashma. She's a woman that has no way of going out. She doesn't go out after 6 years. He will be freed eventually. That's the diak that only she is in a matzav of loy chufasha. He's in a matzav of chufasha, which means not that he's free today, but has a way of going free, meaning he's an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, wasn't he Rabbi Akiva? We had Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah. We had him in the Brisa. He was just chazering over Rabbi Akiva's pshat. So why do we even need Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah and in the Brisa? So the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel coming. He was talking to Rabbi Shmuel. He said, "Lididi ba'amak havasich sfir related dibur tari kolashim liyadim." Really, in Kol Terukula, I hold like you. I hold dibur tari kolashim liyadim, and based on that, I should agree with your shita over here in the sugya. Because really, what did the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel come down to? If the shivcha charuf is a chetzi shivcha chetzi baschayrin, or she's a complete shivcha knanis? Had a darshan v'hafti elay neftasa. What does that come down to? This is the derivative machlokes that we always talk about. It comes down to dibra torah kolashim neyadam or loy dibra torah kolashim neyadam. So said Rabbi Lazar Mizari to Rabbi Shmuel, really throughout Shas, I always hold like you. I hold dibra torah kolashim neyadim. The hachashani. This is different because mechti ksiv leikroki leichufasha v'hafti leinuftasa lamali. Here the whole thing is extra. The Torah didn't even have to say the words v'hafti leinuftasa. It's not adding anything in terms of pshat in the pasuk. From the pasuk we know she's a shivcha. It says leichufasha, so we know she wasn't freed. So what's the Torah adding by saying those words, v'hafti leinuftasa? It's all extra. Must be to teach me Rabbi Akiva. Shema min alahachi yasa, l'chetzi yashivcha v'chetzi baschar. Says in the Acherim, Acherim was the last shita. Acherim holds she's a shivcha kananis that's married to a Eved Kanani. Bishleim v'hafti leinuftasa, I understand why he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's a chetzi yashivcha v'chetzi baschar, and holds she's a full-fledged shivcha kananis. Kusav v'dibretari kolashim neyadam. Like we said according to Rabbi Shmuel, Elo, how did Eved Kanani know? How did he know that she's an Eved, that the man was an Eved Kanani? It says in the pasuk, ki loichu fasha, and eno inyan lidida, tenya win lidida. He was also bothered with ki loichu fasha. Rabbi Shmuel dashin ki loichu fasha. She's someone who will never go free naturally, as opposed to he will go free naturally, because he's an Eved Ivri. He goes free after 6 years. Acherim dashin did a little bit differently. Ki loichu fasha is extra. If enoy inyan tnei inyan, not that the husband is not loichufasha, just the opposite. The husband is also loichufasha, just like she's a shivcha knanis. He too is an eved knani, because loichufasha is extra, as we saw in the hemshach in the cheshbon of the gemara. And if enoy inyan for the shivcha knanis, tnei inyan for the man. Bottom line is, what's a shivcha knanis? Three shittas. Chesir shivcha. Shivcha rufa. Three shittas, thank you. Either chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschayrin, that's married to an Eved Ivri, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel shittas, she's a full-fledged shivcha knanis, that's married to an Eved Ivri. Acherim Oimrim, she's a full-fledged shivcha knanis, that's married to an Eved Knani. Either way, a regular yid, ish ki yishka, v'es ish shivcha v'azer, a man was now mezana with this woman, she's not an ordered elder. Yeshus Ish says, the Torah, why not ki loy chupash? She's not a free woman. As a result, she doesn't have the parasha, and therefore lo yumso. She's not chayiv misa, he's not chayiv misa, like ordinarily somebody would be if he's mezana with an Yeshus Ish. What's the halacha? She gets malchus, he's chayiv a karban asham. Let's just finish the perek, and then we'll speak out some rate.
So,
No. The boil is going to bring the karban asham. She was nechrefes to the Eved Kanani. Right, very good. Zokta Mishnah, kol arayis, echo gadol v'echo katan. Anytime there's an isurei biyo, where there was an issue of arayis, if either the man or the woman was a katan potter, meaning the gadol will always be chayiv in the scenario, the katan is not a baroyshe, the katan is always going to be potter. Echo v'echo yashon. One was awake, one was sleeping. Yashon potter. Someone who's sleeping is like an oinus, so the one that's sleeping is always going to be potter. Echo shoygi v'echo mezid. If one was a shoygi and one was a mezid, shoygi bechatos. Umezid bekaris. The one that's b'shoyg is always going to be the chatas. The one that's b'mezid is going to be karis. Now it sounds like this Mishnah is continuing to discuss the laws of shivcha charufa, and it sounds like kolak rayos. This is the way it works, but shivcha charufa is not that way. It says the Gemara right away. V'acha chayv katan. So you mean to say this is usually the way it works, but now we're talking about a shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa is different. As if to say a katan will be chayv shivcha charufa. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda hachikton. Kolak rayos echad gadol v'echad katan katan potter v'gadol chayv. Usually, if one was a gadol, one was a katan. So let's say the man was a gadol and the girl was a katan, a ktana. So she couldn't have been less than 3 years old. Then it's not, she's not a basbia. Let's say she was 7 years old. So she's a basbia now, right? So what would be the halacha? He would be chayiv and she would be potter. Hacha by shivcha charufa, gadol nami potter. If he was a gadol and she's a ketana, the gadol is also going to be potter. My time, Damakashin and Hadadi, because we saw that earlier. Because the only time he's chayiv the ashen is when she gets the malchus. I mean that she's a ketana, she's not going to get malchus. Nemeva, he's not going to be chayiv either. Same as the this is the pshat in the next line of the Mishnah also. Kala rayas echad ner vechad yoshan, yoshan potter. V'kan yoshan nami chayiv. What, shivcha charufa? If someone was mezana in his sleep, he's going to be chayiv. It doesn't make any sense. Am Rabbi Yehuda, am Rav ha'chik tani. Kala rayas echad ner vechad yoshan, yoshan potter v'nei chayiv. V'kan afilu ner potter. Even if you were awake, you're going to be potter. If she was sleeping, my time with the makashin adadi. Because if she's sleeping, she doesn't get malchus. She doesn't get malchus. You can't be chayv and asha. Tani tana kamed Rav Sheshes. There was a tana who once said the following brisa to Rav Sheshes, a very sauce, almost like a riddle. He said as follows: Asu goymer kema'ara. They made the chachamim treated gmar bia like tchilas bia. Mischavin chayv mischavin. They treated someone that does a bia bekavana, like someone that does a bia shalei bekavana. Kedarka, shalei kedarka. They treated someone who does a bia kedarka, like someone who does a bia shalei kedarka. Ner kiyasha. Someone that did a bia while he was awake, like someone did a bia while he was asleep. Amalei. So Rav Sheshes just turned to the tiny and said, my kamrit. What are you talking about, right? Explain yourself a little bit. So he said like this. Iba shivcha charufa. And Rav Sheshes just worked it out with him. He said, let's see if we can figure this out. Are we talking about a shivcha charufa? Am I also goymer kemar? First of all, they made a goymer kemar. It's not true. Goymer b'shivcha charufa mechayev. We saw that in the previous Mishnah. A goymer is chayev. Ma'ar loy mechayev. Tchilas beer, there's no chayev. Number one. Number two. V'sum is chavik, shenim is chavik. How can you tell me that kavana and not kavana is the same by a shivcha charufa? Im mechavna mechayev. Iloy mechayev. Loy mechayev. If loy mechayev. Kavana yechayev for shaloi, but kavana yenachayev. So it's not the same thing. Ukedarka kishaloi kedarka. It's also not true. Kedarka b'shivcharuf mechayev. Be a kedarka shivcharuf yechayev. Shaloi kedarka loy mechayev. My time. Usually by arayas be shaloi kedarka you are chayev for. So how do you know by shivcharuf yenachayev for be shaloi kedarka? Because shichvas zerak siv. Shichvas zerak is mashmud be a kedarka. Umay neir kiyoshin. And he says, and what does neir kiyoshin even mean? So Rav Sheshes just said, if you want to make this brisa work by Shiv Charufa, I don't understand the first thing, the second thing, the third thing, and the fourth thing. Nothing in this brisa makes any sense. Elamai, maybe the brisa is talking about regular arayas. Vibashar arayas katani. So he says, the Lashon, it doesn't really get off. Why? Because what was the first thing? Asu gmar bia ketchilas bia. As if tchilas bia is the shvetz, gmar bia is like a tchilas bia. Katani asu gaime kamara. What's the Gemara's kasha? Frank the Gemara ipcha. It should have said ibayu leva misne. It should have said they made tchilas bia kigmar. It's true by kolar rayas tchilas bia is kigmar bia. But that's not what the Brisa said. It said gmar bia kisa amalei. So the Tana heard what Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes didn't like the Brisa, and he said, "So I hear. So ismaya. Should I just erase this Brisa? Right? Is this just a? Is this exactly a faulty? It's a mistaken Brisa amalei loy. No, because chanaitz again. How? Hachik tani. Maybe this is what it means. Maybe the whole Brisa is talking about a shivcha charufa, and it's coming to bring out the point that a shivcha charufa is not chayiv if it's a bia shaloi kedarka. And this is the way you have to read the brisa. Hachik tani, asu goymer shaloi kedarka b'shivcha charufa deloy mechayvi. If the person did a gmar bia with a shivcha charufa, he's going to not be chayiv kemar kedarka, as if he did a tchilas bia kedarka. The shichvas zerak siv, and shaloi kedarka is excluded. Mischavin shaloi kedarka b'shivcha. If the person was boiled because shaloi kedarka with a shivcha, the pturin ki ain't a beschamik kedarka shivcha zara sif. Again, you're going to be potter. Neir shaloi kedarka with a shivcha pturin ki yoshin kedarka, my time, the shivcha zara sif. In other words, what he said is the whole brisa is really talking about a bia shaloi kedarka by shivcha charufa, lahidiyacha, that there's no halacha of bia shaloi kedarka, even though bia shaloi kedarka is always a bia in kala tera kula. But by shivcha charufa, this is another difference between a shivcha charufa and kala raya shaloi tera, and that is that there's no halacha bia shaloi kedarka. The brisa said it in an interesting way. He meant to say bia shaloi kedarka gmar bia is like tchilas bia. Tchilas bia b'shivcha charufa is nothing, so bia shaloi kedarka gmar bia is also nothing. Bia shaloi kedarka bikavana is like shaloi bikavana. Shaloi bikavana you're not chayev. Here too you're not going to be chayev. Bia shaloi kedarka awake is like sleeping. Sleeping you can't be chayev. So bia shaloi kedarka awake you're not going to be chayev either. Nimsa. This is a little sasum, but Nimtza, the Gemara seems to be saying that I could tell you another pshat, and that is mischavin uma'ara b'shivcha. Maybe what the Brisa means to say is that they made a mischavin, someone that had kavana b'shivcha k'she'ei mischavin b'chal arayis. That's the way you're supposed to read it. Also, mischavin k'she'ei mischavin is that mischavin by a tchilas bia, mischaven umaara, by a shivcha is like shalei b'kavana b'shara rayas, shalei b'kavana b'shara rayas, obviously you're potter, it could be mischaven b'maara, you're going to be potter as well. Yoshin kedarka ki yoshin da rayas, nimtza neyer kedarka v'shivcha ki yoshin da chal rayas. So we're comparing shivcha charufa to shara rayas, either way, a little bit sasum. Regardless, this Tana told Rav Sheshes this Braisa, it wasn't so clear what he was trying to say. Is the Braisa all Shivcha Charufa? Is it all Arayas? L'maisa, the Gemara gave two pshatim. Either it's Shivcha Charufa and it's coming to teach me that a Shivcha Charufa is Pater Shaloi Gedarka, or it's somehow comparing Bias of a Shivcha Charufa to Bias of Arayas. It doesn't really impact the Halacha. And on that note, Hadron Allah Arba Mechusre Kapara. So we're going to start the next perek, but before we do that, just speak out one ha'ara, one lamdasha, gishmak ha'ara, as it relates to the halacha of shivcha charufas. Again, we saw that there's a major machlokes tanan. What exactly is shivcha charufas? According to Rabbi Akiva, she's a chetzia shivcha, the chetzia bas chayre that's married to an eved ivri. A man is mezana with her, you have the parasha of shivcha charufa. According to Rabbi Shmuel and Acherim, she's a shivcha knanis. The difference is Rabbi Shmuel holds she's a shivcha knanis that was married to an eved ivri. Acherim hold that she's a shivcha knanis that was married to an eved knan. The Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses, according to Rabbi Akiva, that a shivcha charufa is a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrim. On her tzad bas chayrim, is she married or is she not married? Meaning, the issues of the tzad bas chayrim, is that a regular issues or is that not a regular issues? Could a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrim get married? L'chatzim, you come to the chasana, she's not 100% married, but she's 50% married. The part of her that's a bas chayrim can get married. So that's the shaila. A chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrim, can she get married on that half a night? Says the Gemara. On the one hand, you can argue. The Gemara says if someone's mekadosh a chetzi isha, the kedushin's not chal. So l'chayri only be mekadosh chatzi isha. Oh yeah, Shloimer. When is it true if someone's mekadosh chatzi isha the kedushin's nachal? That's because you were shy of the kinyanai. You could have been mekadosh 100% and you chose to only be mekadosh chatzi. That doesn't work. But hachalei shy bekinyanai, he didn't leave anything over because here whatever was available you took. And as a result, yeah, Shloimer. Maybe over here it's going to be chal. L'mayis it's machlokes amayron. It's a sugya and mesachtes gittin daf mem gimel amud aleph. What does this have to do with our sugya? It has so much to do with our sugya. Because really, if you hold that a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrin, according to Rabbi Akiva, she's mikudesha, she has regular issues on her tzad bas chayrin, it gives you a much richer understanding of the halach of shivcha charufa. Pasha, you learn a shivcha charufa, she's a shivcha. She's nechrefes le'ish. The Torah doesn't even use a lashon that we even know what it means. Right? The Torah uses an interesting sprach. She's nechrefes le'ish. Why? She's not married. The reason she's not married is because she's a shivcha. She can't get married. So really, she has no shaychas to eishes ish. Stating that there's a chiddush haTorah, Asham shivcha charufa. You still have to go ahead and bring a carbon Asham. She's going to get malchus. But Loi Rabbi Akiva, that she's a chetzi bas chayrin, on the tzad that she could get married, on her tzad bas chayrin, so it comes out on some level she's an eishes ish. If on some level she's an eishes ish, so then you can say that the parsha of shivcha charufa is to a degree an eishes ish tega parsha. Because she has a tzad bas chayrin that got married. Now, she's not a regular eishes, she's a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrin, but it's a game changer in terms of understanding the parasha of shivcha charufa. If she's a full-fledged shivcha knanis, then there's no real issues. A shivcha knanis can have issues kedas moshav Yisrael. If she's a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chayrin, you hold that she can't get married on her tzad bas chayrin because she's like a regular chatzi isha, man can be mekadosh chatzi isha. So again, there's no real issues. But if she's a chetzi shivcha chetzi bas chayrim and you hold that hovel eshay b'kinyani, you could be mekadosh that other half. So it comes out that there's a regular issues over there. With that hakdama, the Pnei Yeshua Masechtas Gittin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph asks a bamba kasha, a kasha that was marishay lomois in the koisle des marish. And that is as follows. We're all familiar with the parasha of Yibum. It says in the Torah, Ke'esh v'achem yachdov umeis. One of the brothers dies. He has no child. Says the Torah. Says the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. It says umeis echad mehem, echad v'lo yishnayim. Meaning, if a woman would be married to two men, and they would both be brothers, and both of them would die, there would be no yibum. The only time there's yibum is if a woman's married to one man. But if a woman's married to two men, you don't have the parasha of him. Says the Gemara, how's that even possible? I mean, pre-chem to Rabbeinu Gershon, a man was able to be married to two women. But woman before man, that had nothing to do with Rabbeinu Gershon. That's not possible. So if Zog the Gemara, really, you're right, it's a good question. And really, why Matsinu Eshes Beis Mason B'chola Tayrogul, and the Gemara comes up with a Heichatimtza of why it's Negeya such a drasha, of Umeis Echad Mehevel Eshnayim, because really, it's not possible. Because it's not possible to have Eshes Beis Mason. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I have a Heichatimtza. I solved the riddle. I was poised to the chida. I have a Heichatimtza. I have a way to have Eshes Beis Mason. You know it's possible? A Chetz Yeshivcha. That gets married according to the tzad and the Gemara that it's chal ishus on the tzad bas chayrin, so she's married. What would be that the Gemara says something else. I know where you're going. You're going for the mishachar the other half. So to Pnei Yeshua, let's keep it even simpler. She now goes ahead and someone else is mekadesh. Someone says, "Will you marry me?" She says, "Yeah, I'm married." She says, "I understand, but you're a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz bas chayrin. But will you marry me?" Could she accept kedushin? Now, why could an eshes ish not get married? Because she's a chayvi krisis. Kedushin's not toifus, but chayvi krisis. She's an erva. Kedushin's toifus, chayvi lavin. Kedushin's not toifus, but chayvi krisis. Being that she's a chayvi krisis, she can't get married. But this eshes ish, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, is not a chayvi krisis. Why? Because we just learned the halacha. What happens if someone's mezana with this woman b'shoigig? You bring a chatos. I mean, I'm sorry, you bring an oshon. What's the halacha b'mezid? Also an oshon. She gets malchus. It's a chayvei lavin or a chayvei oshon, depending on if you look at it from the woman's perspective or from the man's perspective. But kor is zichanat. So it's not a chayvei. If it's not a chayvei krisos, then l'chayra, it could be taifas kedushin. If it could be taifas kedushin, l'chayra, she'd be able to get married a second time. So I have a chetimtza where you could have a nation's beis mesim. You have a chetz yeshivcha, a chetz bas chayra, and that's married. Now that she, now that she's married, she the same tzad bas chayra could get married to Sveitan Mul. You know why? Because why could a married woman never get married? Because she's a chavi krisos. Because of eshes ish, there's no eshes ish. It's shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa, there's one thing we take away from this daf is that a shivcha charufa is not an eshes ish. It's asham. It's not chatos. It's not chorus. It's malchus. There's no misas basin. The Torah says, lo yumsu, kulay chufasha. There is no misa. So she's not an eshes. There's no erva. If there's no erva, freak the Pnei Yeshua, why can't you get married a second time? I have a hechatim, so eshes beis mason. So you want to know where it's Negeya, the case of Yibum? It's Negeya in this case, where she was married to two brothers. She was a chetz yeshiv, chetz baschayim. That's how Plato says, Zok to Pnei Yeshua, a bomb teretz. He says that the first Mishnah, Mesachtes Kedushin, says, Ha'isha niknes b'shloisha drachim, b'kesef shtar rabia. Emphasis on the word niknes. Isha nik, when a woman gets married, her husband is acquiring her. On some level, she becomes kani to her husband. Being that she's kani to her husband, this woman doesn't have a yad anymore to be makabel kedushin for somebody else. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, an Eisha Sish can't get married. You're right. Kedushin's not toifus, she's a chayvi krisus. But really, even without the chayvi krisus, an Eisha Sish wouldn't be able to get married. She wouldn't be able to get married because once she's married, she's not a bailim on herself to be able to get married again. She doesn't have a yad for kedushin. If she doesn't have a yad for kedushin, Zokta Pnei Yeshua, you're right. That this woman is not an erva. There's no eshes ish. But even though she's not an erva, there's no eshes ish. But at the same time, she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedusha. Why not? She gave up her yad. Isha niknes. She doesn't have a yad anymore. And as a result, it's vaita not going to be negeya. It's vaita going to be a problem of eshes beis mason. Davni meluim. And simen mem dalet. Is very myrich on this Pnei Yeshua. But the Avni Meluim says that as it relates to the Iker Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, he thinks the Pnei Yeshua made a gevaldige tois. And he says a bomb teres. Says the Avni Meluim, the Gemara Mesachtes Yevama says, Umeis echad mehem echad v'lo yishnayim. Says the Gemara, meaning an Eishan space mason doesn't fully yivam. Shloi matzinu b'chal dergo. Really, it's not fine. How are you going to come with hechatimtza of the Eishan space? Look, the Pnei Yeshua, I figured it out. I have hechatimtza. She was a chetzi shivcha, chetzi baschrem. She got married. She can get married again because she's not an erva. She's not an Eishan zish. She's a shivcha charufa. And being that she's not an Eishan zish, according to the Manama that says it's chal ishus on the other side, I have it all worked out. Zokta Avni Meluim, in order for the case to work with that Gemara Mesachtes Yevama Tavlam and Aleph, it's not enough to find a case where you have a woman who can get married to two men. You need a woman who's able to marry two brothers. Because Yibum is only with a brother. So you need a woman who was married to two men that were both brothers. Zog Tavni Meluim, if that's the case, if you want the second brother now to be able to marry this woman, you have to deal with not only the fact that she's an Eishas Ish, you also have to deal with the fact that she's an Eishas Ach. Eishas Ach is also one of the Arayas. Zok to Avni Meluim, the parish of Shivcha Charufa was Megala, that there's no Eishas Ish on a Chetzi Shivcha v'Chetzi Baschar. according to Rabbi Akiva, even according to the Man Amar that says that Ishus is chal on that other half. But the Torah said, Lo yum suki lo yichu pasha, she's not a chayvi krisus. What she is she's chayv malchus, and he has to bring a carbon asha. But you don't have a gilui that there's no Ishus ach. All you know is that there's no Ishus ish. So if you want now this woman to get married to another person, yeah, maybe it's possible. Maybe the she was right in the kasha. Maybe she could get married to somebody else. But she can't get married to her husband's brother because for that it's going to be Ishus ach. And being that it's going to be Ishus ach, on that you don't have the Chiddush HaTorah of Shivcha Charufa.
The Chetzi that she was a Shivcha, her Adam gave her an Eved Ivri, who is this guy's brother. There's no Ishus there because it's an Eved. It's not a relationship of Ish and Isha. And then he
mentioned Freit Reb Yitzi with the Michas Chinuch's kasha, essentially. And that is, Zog the Michas Chinuch, he says that I don't understand Avi Meluim. It was so posh to the Avi Meluim that the parish of Shivcha Charufa is only a giloy in the Ishes Ish. But as it relates to Ishes Ach, you're going to look at her as an ordinary Ishes Ach, Mamarav Shach. L'chura, if there's no Eishas Ish by a Chetzi Shivcha v'Chetzi Baschayrim, what does that mean? That means that there's no regular healthy Ishus. Because if there was a regular Ishus, then there would be Eishas Ish. Elamite is no Ishus. So to the extent that there's no Ishus, then there shouldn't be Eishas Ach either. So Zokhtim, Michas Chinuch, I don't understand how the Avni Meluim felt that it was so poshit that it could be mechalik between Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach. Memorav Shach. If she's a full-fledged married woman, then there should be Eishes Ish. And if she's not, then there shouldn't be Eishes Ach. The Avni Meluim said that maybe the parasha of Shivcha Charufa was only megala on the Eishes Ish. That as it relates to Eishes Ish, that erva, so for there you're going to bring a karban asham, malchus, as opposed to the regular halachas of Mises, Bezdin, Karas, and Chatas. So she's not a chayvi krisos. But as it relates to Eishes Ach, who said? She's a regular Eishes Ach. So if you want Eishes Beis Mesim as it relates to Yibum, it's not enough that she's married to two men. It has to be two brothers. The second brother can't marry her because in addition to the issue of Eishes Ish, you also have a problem with Eishes Ach. What's the takeaway from the parasha of Shivcha Charufa? From the fact that there's no Eishes Ish, what does that mean? That means there's no Ishus. That means his lashon is the Ishus is miklash kolish. It's a weakened Ishus. So if it's a weakened Ishus, and that's why there's no Ishus Ish, then there should be no Ishus Ach either. The truth is that the Mechas Chinuch says, it discusses this in many places. He clears a bunch of shaylas. Chetzi Shivcha v'chetzi Baschayr, Ritzad Baschayr got married, according to the Mandal, the Masech Tzgitin, that says Kedushin Chal, Hoyovol Eishai v'kinyone, even though Mekadosh Chetzi Ish is not a Kedushin, here it's going to be Chal. What happens if that husband divorces this woman now? She's a Grusha. Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? Right, a Grusha's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Could she marry a Kohen? I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. I don't think she's a Grusha. Why? Because you see, it wasn't a regular Ishus. How do I know it wasn't a regular Ishus? Because there was no HSH. I know that from the parasha of Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is megala that it's not an ordinary Ishus. If it's not a regular Ishus, she's not a regular Grusha. If she's not a regular Grusha, who said she can't marry a Kohen? Would the husband be chayv in Sherek Tzuzva Oina? Zok Timech Haschenach in another mitzvah? I don't think so. I don't think he'd be chayv in Sherek Tzuzva Oina. You marry this woman, you have no chiyuvin. There's no ksuba, right? No kriya ksuba under the chuppah. It's an interesting chasana. But no, I don't think there's a chiyuv in Sherek Tzuzva Oina. He says, why not? Because, right, the master's there, the mechatunim are there. Who are you? Oh, I'm the... No, I own the slave. I own the other half. I'm from the other side. Exactly. But either way, so there should be no chiyuv sheikh tzuzva yoida, because it's not a regular ishus. Let's say the husband was a kohen. So is she allowed to eat truma? I mean, there's so many shilas. Shifcha, because the Chizkinuch talks about this in multiple places, but Lishi Tassai, that the Chizkinuch understood, that the takeaway from the parasha Shifcha Charufa is, that it's not a regular Ishus. The Ishus is Biklash Kolish. That's why there's no Ishus Ish, and if that's why there's no Ishus Ish, there'd be no Ishus Ach. The Mechaschinuch incidentally in Amazon, there wouldn't even be Yibum in the first place. But Yeshua's kasha was that maybe that's the case. I don't think there'd be Yibum. Yibum starts with an Ishus.
You don't need an exclusion.
Yeah, it's poshut. The Yeshua's kasha doesn't even get, that doesn't start. It doesn't start because you need an Ishus to establish Yibum. I don't think there's an Ishus here in the first place. But the Yeshua and Avni Meluim, they both were not masking to what the Mechaschinuch thinks is a dover poshut adwa ma'oi. And that is, they felt that the parasha of Shivcha Charufa is not a giloy in. It doesn't define the Ishus. It's just a special Gzeres HaKosuv, Chiddush HaTorah, as it relates to the Halachas of Eishes Ish, as it relates to Yibum, as it relates to Eishes Ach, as it relates to so many other Nafgaminas that you can probably come up with. Over there, maybe you would treat it as a regular Ishus. In other words, Yesh Lachkar is the reason there's only an Asham and a Malkus by the Shivcha Rufa. Is that a simin that the Ishus is a Shvach Ishus? Or I don't know, it's not a simin. Maybe the Ishus on the Tzad Bas Chayim is a regular Ishus. The Jasal Locha, as it relates to the Ishus, is there a cost? I mean, you could say Sforis. You could say maybe because she's a Chatzi Shivcha, she's only an Ishus Ish Lechatzon. Maybe that's why you don't have Ishus Ish. You can come up with any svar you want to come up with. The point is, the punchline in Yonenu is it a giloy that the whole Ishus, even on the Tzad Bas Chayrin, is a kolish to get Ishus or not? Many, many nafkaminas. And on that note, let's just make a haschola on the next parak. So again, we're talking about the halachis of chatas. You said that Masechtas Krisos begins with the lamed vav, michuyave Krisos, but it deals more with the chatas than the karas. How does chatas come to karas? Because when do you bring a carbon chatas? If you do an avera b'shoigig, then had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. Zok the Mishnah, amru lo yachal to chaylev. If they, who's they? The Gemara is going to discuss that. Come to a man and they tell him, you ate chaylev. The halach is maybe chatas. Assuming he's quiet, we'll see in the Gemara. He brings the carbon chatas. Eid oimer achal ve'eid amel achal. What if one eid says that you ate and another eid says he didn't eat? Now there's a fight that breaks out with regards to whether or not Ploini ate chaylev b'shoigig, or he didn't eat chaylev b'shoigig. Ishay meres achav, ishay meres layachav. What if the two people that said yay or nay were women? Doesn't matter. Maybe Yashem Tali, the halachas is a safik. If you have a safik, if you have to bring a carbon chatos, what you do is you bring a carbon Yashem Tali. Eid, oimer achav, oimer layachalti. What if an eid comes over to somebody, tells him you ate, and he says, I didn't eat. He denies. The halacha is pater. He's going to be potter. What if two people tell a person that he ate, and he says, "Lo yachalti, I didn't eat." Ramey mechayev, v'chacham and poitra. Ramey says he's going to be chayev, v'chacham says he's going to be potter. I'm Rameyer. Ramey said, "How can you tell me you're going to be potter? Two people go over to you, they tell you you have to make a chatos. You deny it, you're potter. Im heviyu, shnayim they misa chamura, lo heviyu, they carbon akal. Madach, two people can be mechayev a person misa. It's poshet that he should be able to be chayev a person a carbon. They told him, potter, right? Here, no, here it's different. The reason it's different is because here the person has a migo. Like this comes up in the beginning of Perek Shnayim Lechsim. What's his migo? He could have said mezid or yisi. Do the Edom know if he was a mezid or a shayik? They just know if he ate. If he eats a mezid, he's going to be potter from being a carbon. Why is this not a migo with makom Edom? So we're going to see already all this in tomorrow's da. But either way, this is the machloikis Rameyer and the chachamim. Achal chaylev, v'chaylev halamachas. What if a person eats a gezayis of chaylev and then eats another gezayis of chaylev? He ate it all behelamachas. The only chayiv one. Why? One halama, one chatas. Ocha chela v'damu pigel v'noisa belamachas. What if he ate a whole menu of machalas asuras? He ate the chela, he had some dam, a little pigel, a little meiser, and he ate it all behelamachas. And halach is chayiv, kolachas machas. Because even though it was helamachas, but it was different averas. So you're going to be chayiv for each avera. Ze chomer b'minim harbe mi b'minachad. That's a chomer that minim harbe has over minachad. What does it mean? What's the chomer? The chomer is he chayiv kolachas machas. The chomer b'min echad mi b'minim harbe. There's a chomer b'min echad over minim harbe. How so? Shem achal kichatzi zayis. The chaz of achal kichatzi zayis. Acher behela machas mi min echad chayiv. Mishnei zaysim potter. Achatzi zayis and achatzi zayis is mitstarif b'min echad, but it's not mitstarif b'shtei minim.